This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
If you agree with me, go to Joe 30330 and help me in this fight.
You want to hear that again? You want to see that again?
If you agree with me, go to Joe 30330 and help me in this fight.
Let's cue that back up one more time and play it in a second. You know, it was a couple months ago that Facebook said they're banning using my name or Infowars.com in a positive way. If you want to be disparaging, have at him. But he doesn't have a way to respond, and he's persona non grata, the Chinese social credit score, but have at him all you want, free for all. Think about that. And I read the articles of why they banned me. They said, well, the last straw was his disinformation. That has Biden had a second stroke? And I played where he said the top of his head got chopped off, and he talked about how he almost died, and the doctor said he'd probably never be normal again, and he appears to have neurological problems. I said, has he had a second stroke? Because every speech, he can barely talk. He has like a bunch of marbles in his mouth. From just a year ago, I mean, he sounds like he's going to be in a nursing home. I mean, my grandmother talked better than him when she was 92, and then she died. They said, oh, he's the presumptive leader. You can't point out the obvious. Now it's all over the news. He's got cognitive problems. He's got neurological problems. Doctors weigh in on what may be slurring speech. Maybe it's that stroke he had and that brain surgery and those embolisms. Exactly what I told you. And again, it's like looking up at the night sky and saying, what color is it? Well, it's black and it's blue and it's red and it's yellow, but mainly it's black. Or what color is the sun? It's yellow. Or what color is grass? It's green. I'm not doing anything fancy pants here. But see, I'm calling them out when the president says, you know, Elijah Cummings, you shouldn't say the Border Patrol is doing a horrible job. You're the Democrats that blocked the funding, and you're the ones telling everybody to come up here and get free stuff, and then you sit there and say that we're doing all these bad things to kids when we're not. You ought to clean up your district. It's the highest crime rate in the country per capita. You've got rats, and there's documentaries about it. And it's like, you just called me a rat. I'm like, no, I just said you got a rat problem. You just called a black man a rat. You're like, no, I didn't. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. And then it just becomes this whole obsession. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. And then you get video of Elijah Cummings saying that it's drug infested. And then you get clips of every other politician saying, including the mayor. But none of that matters, because to the people attacking Trump, it's not about logic. It's the power structure that wants power. And then it's the idiots that think they're part of the power structure because they support it, when they're the ones getting screwed over by it. But that's why they're called losers, why they're called schmucks. It's very, very sad that you can't unschmuck a schmuck. You can't seem to get fools and dumbasses and idiots to ever stop getting scammed, because they're low IQ and they're stupid. And they come in every color, white and black and brown and pink. Well, I know dumbasses of every stripe, man. And I can't stand the type of people that drive 15 miles under the speed limit in the fast lane when the road's open. The type of people that when they go into a turn lane and an underpass and there's an open lane and you got a white line all the way out, they still stop. And I've actually followed one of the people before into a McDonald's. They turned into the same gas station. And I said, hey, you know, back there, a mile, you don't have to stop. And they went, huh? I went, do you speak English? He goes, yeah, who are you? And I said, and I'm just like, never mind. You just don't understand, do you? Because you're dumb and you're dangerous. Because you will vote me into a freaking FEMA camp. I'll be there carrying your garbage out. Well, you set them above me with a machine gun. That's what the left wants, our guns, man. They want to make us their slaves so damn bad. Like all these inner city people, they've got as slaves, and they know it, and Trump wants to stop it, and they hate him for that.
Alex.
Yes.
I got a plug for the Patriot points I get.
Oh, thanks.
I got $180 so far this year, and I feel like I'm stealing from you. I buy so much in the store because, I mean, I don't want to give that money to Walmart. I don't want to give that money to people who are going to donate it to causes I don't believe in. So I'd rather give that money to you. And I'm getting quality products. The products that I do receive have changed my life. I mean, the X2 has really done a lot for me. I've lost weight. My brain works a whole lot better. My kids, they use the toothpaste. My son used to get these little sore throats, and he puts X2 in water and drinks it, and it gets rid of his sore throat.
Let me break this down for you. I want high-quality stuff in there. I want a good price. But I've kind of habituated everybody to where everybody buys when it's 50% off. I'm making $2 on a toothpaste 50% off. And so it's the same thing like the fish oil or the turmeric or the bone broth. Thank you so much for the plugs. But listen, when people get the Patriot points, a lot of times it makes things a loss leader. Because if you're already getting 10% off because you're on auto ship, and then we're doing 50% off, and then you do something like that, where you have Patriot points, we lose money. But that's okay. Thanks for the support.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, here's what we're going to do, my friends. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to open the phones up, but I'm only going to take 10 phone calls so I get to all of you. And then when we're done with those 10, we'll open the phones up again, because it's the only way to not have you sit on the hold for an hour. So we're going to open the phones up pretty much right now. I'll give the number out. But at the bottom of the hour, we'll take your calls on any subject you want to discuss. The debates last night, China basically already invading Hong Kong, already sending in plainclothes, paramilitary, massing troops. White House says it looks like they're going to invade completely. Trump says go soft on it. I just don't think we can do anything. We've got a bridge linking to it now. It's not like Taiwan. This is going to be a mess. Expansionist China, wound up by the globalists, given all our industry, given all our jobs, sold out. But you turn on CNN, we hear about how Trump's the globalist, or excuse me, agent of the Ruskies, when it's the globalists are the ones telling us, take down our American flags, America was never great, it'll never be that great. So we're going to open the phones up. We can also talk about the big article up on Infowars.com, Antifa publicly organizing terror attacks on ICE facilities in Texas, the official national group funded by Alexander Soros, officially says they're going to lay siege to border facilities, ICE facilities, and they show graphics of how to firebomb and kill people with images of pools of blood and dead ICE officers. So I'd like to get your take on that, specifically if you're police or military or been in the Border Patrol or ICE. What are you thinking about this? You just got firebombed a few weeks ago, and they said the guy was a hero. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. And I promise we're only going to take 10 calls at a time, so you don't have to hold that long. That's coming up. 877-789-ALEX. But in the meantime, I want to hit two big things here. And obviously during the calls, we'll mix in a lot of other news and clips. New York area fire commissioners make history, say that there were clearly bombs in the buildings. Now, they said that back then, but these are people with degrees in engineering and in fire control. And it doesn't mean there isn't radical Islam. It doesn't mean that Saudi Arabia wasn't involved. That's what I keep saying. It means that there were people inside the government working with it in a larger plan, just like they did the Arab Spring. I'm going to hit that because this press conference happened 7 days ago. And it's still gotten no coverage other than Infowars.com and some local New York news. And then, of course, this. Because if you understand this, you understand everything. Jeffrey Epstein hoped to seed human race with his DNA. And you pretty much got to read the whole article because if you know what we know, or you've seen Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, it's free online, you understand what he was really doing. He built a Cold Springs Harbor facility with a medical wing, everything, in New Mexico to study life extension and studying genetic clones. Now, this is all going to come out. But right now they're like, oh, he'd have all these top scientists in, but they weren't involved, and he was all just making this stuff up. Uh-huh, right. Mm-hmm. Sure. Believe me, folks, they're taking hardcore drugs, they're getting all sorts of blood transfusions, and they need all this medical stuff and kids that these birth mothers have, like Rosemary's Baby, they get used for all this stuff. Remember I told you about the Hollywood cults that were branding people and starving women to death because they want them skinny and pathetic? That was 3 years ago, I told you. Huffington Post came out and attacked me and said, how dare Jones say Harvey Weinstein is connected to groups that brand women and get them incredibly skinny? You're like, why do they want to do that? They want to see beautiful women freaked out, anorexic, hating themselves. It's the seeing them emaciated. It's a vampiric event. It's a demonic vampire spirit. And you go, oh, that's mumbo jumbo. No, it's all interdimensional, folks. It's all interdimensional feeding. And the next best thing to torturing a child to death is screwing one up. And the next best thing to that, than killing a woman, is if you can starve them, destroy their self-confidence, and then feed off them and use them as slaves. The more beautiful the woman, the more you want to degradate them. It's the pimp life. Remember that famous HBO show about pimps? His daughter's been run over, or the daughter's been run over, and the mother's there going, my baby, she's hurt. And the daughter's saying to the pimp, has been putting cigarettes out on her, baby, I'm going to get back on the street for you. I'm going to get you that money. That's right, bitch. You're going to give me that money. And the mother's like, you don't even pay my daughter anything, do you? She goes, no, I don't give her anything. She pays me the money. She's lucky if I get her a bucket of chicken once a week. You think pimps invented that? That's nothing. It's all about using people. That's what Democrats do. They pimp their constituents. They don't want you successful. They don't want you empowered. They want you run over, dominated, controlled. So exactly what I told you they're doing is in the news because I've talked to people that have been involved. I've studied their writings. I know what they're doing. And until people start to realize this, you're going to be used by them. And it's so sad how their followers believe that they're actually part of the winning team. But if you actually go study Antifa or Democrats, even low-level ones that are making $10 an hour from George Soros, they have the pimp attitude and can't wait till they graduate up to be controlling and running people. And they know it's a fraud. They know it's all a scam. They know it's a criminal endeavor. They just want to take over Austin and kill people and move into their houses. They're just dreaming of some Soviet grandeur. Like the Jacobin French Revolution. That's all they're doing. But the first thing I want to do when we come back is I want to get to some of these debate clips because they're really, really powerful to watch them eat their own. I like to be on air. But I got to tell you, two nights in a row, I had to leave. I mean, actually, an hour and a half in, I got up and said, sorry, folks, I can't look at them anymore. I went home and listened to the show, and everybody did a great job. But I can't look at them. But I got to say, Tulsi Gabbard, who keeps winning the debates online, who they keep trying to hide from everybody, she says a lot of really good things that challenge the fraud of the SJW Democrats. I still wouldn't want to elect her. She's still not pro-gun. But I think she's a genuine person who really believes what she's saying, and it's why she doesn't look soulless. Every time she was up there, I could look at her, not just because she's pretty, but I didn't feel sick inside. But almost everyone else up there made me want to jump out of a window. That's because deep down you know these aren't real people. Kamala Harris, give me a break. And, you know, Joe Biden's bad news, horrible guy, but he at least had some humanity back when he had energy. You know, he can't keep his hands off anybody. But look, he's just a doddering person now. So what are they going to do? And then the only real people that were up on the stage, oh, they want both Marianne and Tulsi out of there. And, of course, Marianne is a complete, you know, loon in many respects. But still, they don't want her there either because she keeps being number two in the polls. because they're changing the subject. You think they want somebody up there saying your water's full of poison? The rich elites want to hurt you because you're black? Well, and she said because you're poor. It's actually true. They put hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water to lower your fertility and your IQ. Now, the average person doesn't know that, but people like Joe Biden do. But Joe Biden just went along for the power. He's just a smarty-pants lawyer from Maine. In fact, I know folks that know him, people that have vacationed with his family, people that live next door, people that sold him the property that there are bars on. I mean, I know multiple people that have known JoJo since he was a teenager. And they just say mean, arrogant, saucy, full of himself. But is he as bad as the new generation of globalists? No. But he's not going to make it to the finish line, like Trump said. He thinks he's still the leader of the Democratic field, but if he can make it, I mean, that light bulb's dimming by the minute. It kind of goes out for a minute, kind of comes back in when the light bulb's going out. Gets real bright for a minute, kind of gets dark. I mean, it's about to go and be gone.
When it comes to retirement, employers and employees agree on some things, but disagree on others. That's according to Diane Gallagher of American Century Investments. In our latest survey, both groups say that debt is the biggest obstacle to saving. But while employers are most worried about market risk with investments, employees are more worried about longevity risk or running out of money. And employers think that more of their employees want to be left alone in saving than is actually true. Learn more at AmericanCentury.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Organization with hundreds of millions of dollars of funding that's already firebombed ICE facilities and wounded hundreds of Americans with knives and clubs and hammers and crowbars is organizing nationwide terrorist operations, and they intend to march on Texas and November 1st begin firebombing ICE facilities. They're funded by Alexander Soros publicly. Last hour I provided all the documents, all the proof, all their internal memorandum, what police departments they're working with. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't even think they'll get arrested, not even in Texas, because they work for the deep state, and Trump hasn't even gotten control of the government yet. He's starting to, and that's why they're so scared. So I've got headlines like this. MSNBC, Trump wants to exterminate black people. That clip's coming up next segment. Max Boot, the big neocon, says when the U.S. becomes majority-minority, the Trump era will be seen as the last gasp of white resistance. He goes on to say whites are inherently bad people and lazy and stupid, and so does this other neocon, Trotskyite, William Crystal. It's all in the article. These are the neocons. As if being white's bad or wanting guns or wanting free market or not hating your country. But they're telling minorities, you hate America. You're for burning American flags. And it's the Republican and Democratic establishment. They're the ones pushing racism. It's unbelievable. Speaking of that, Tulsi Gabbard torched Camilla on criminal justice. We'll play the clip. She's like, you're calling Joe Biden racist? You were the prosecutor, an attorney general that would throw the book and give black people three times the sentences, and then it gets worse. It gets worse. Because she also supported the Clinton crime bill. So, oh, by the way, her family's ultra wealthy from, guess what, Jamaica, man. Oh, but there's never brown people on slaves. Okay, that's a good one right there. Better think again. But that's the history that I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's go ahead and play Tulsi Gabbard.
Now, Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president, but I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Senator Harris, your response?
I can't listen to Harris. You know what she says. I'm proud of being a prosecutor. I am tough. I just can't listen to it. You already heard it once. I'm not going to do it. Now, continuing. I was watching Juan Williams just yesterday morning, and because he's making the rounds, not just on his own show, but all over the other shows, he's like, Trump's racist, and Trump called black people rats. And the other hosts were like, no, he didn't. And then Juan Williams is like, yeah, well, what's he done? Well, criminal justice reform. He's trying to decriminalize marijuana more than Obama did. He goes, well, I'll give him that. But he called black people rats. You want somebody to get your ass out of jail and clean up the rats? And then, oh, he's calling me a rat. And by the way, I should have made a bigger deal about this because we first covered this. I mean, we were one of the first to cover this like a month ago. And then the president took notice of it, and I never covered it again. ASAP Rocky was the footage in Sweden that we covered a month ago. Remember this? Where you got these three rappers and their big bodyguard, looks like he weighs 300 pounds, and there's these two little Islamic dudes following them, pushing them in their face. There's 30 minutes of footage. We played like 10 minutes of it. Finally, they start trying to slap and push. I'm talking 140-pound punks, a 300-pound black dude. And so, oh, yeah, they'd also hit him. They'd also grabbed his headphones out of his pocket and slapped them across his face so hard that the bodyguard was bleeding. Well, Rocky at that point gets pissed because, hey, his licensed bodyguard knows, I don't want to go to jail, so I don't want to fight. So this guy's letting these people slap him in the face like bitches do and hit him over the head with the headphones. And so ASAP Rocky grabs him, slams him to the ground, punches him a few times, which I would have done, and leaves. I remember hearing that they had been arrested. The blisters back then didn't believe me because I don't know who ASAP Rocky is. I know he's popular. I know he likes Trump. And there's video of all this where they're hitting the bodyguard. But here's the deal. They're Muslims. This is a Swedish no-go zone. Paul Watson's like 6'4". Okay, some of my other crew are big guys. They went to Belgium to a no-go zone, and they needed gas for the car, too. They were driving all the town. Everywhere, Muslims said, get out of here, and started chasing their car. I mean, mobs of people, because they were white. But see, it's not just if you're white. If you aren't their Islamic group, and they're in like a nice area where he was playing in nice shops. And this goes on for 30 minutes. The raw footage is up on Infowars.com. And they finally are acknowledging these no-go zones. It's incredible, folks. And he's facing 2 years in prison, even though it's admitted that these guys hit them first. But see, they're not charging the big bodyguard because he let them beat him. It's when ASAP Rocky gets pissed and starts kicking their ass, because this is going on, there's 30 minutes of it. They say it went on for an hour as they follow him around, because that's what little wimps do. And see, they knew the state is behind me, because in Sweden, the Swedes are nice people and tough, too. The Romans had trouble conquering them, but now they're so domesticated that they're Vikings, folks. They're so domesticated that men will just sit there while their kids get beaten. And the Islamists will beat their wife and kids to death. And then the father watches while they throw them in the lake. And the father just sits there and they pee on themselves. Because the programming, I'm not kidding. There was one article where the father sat and urinated on himself. Because their whole culture in Europe is just worshiping. Oh, you're a Muslim. Please let me bow to you. All of a sudden, here's the rappers walking down the street. People start following like little roosters, coming up pecking at him. And finally, after all the slapping his bodyguard, grabbing his headphones, hitting him in the head, it's all on video, they finally beat their ass. Let's play that part. I mean, I wouldn't put up with any of that, and I'd be in jail. You grab my headphones, slap them across my head, I'm going to knock your teeth out, and I'm going to go to jail. Because in Sweden, the state lets people go that rape 5-year-old girls. They say, well, in Islam, you're allowed to. So they follow them into stores, messed with them, followed them out of the stores, messed with them. It goes on for 30-something minutes. They fight back. And that's the ultimate crime, is fighting back anyone that's Antifa or Islamic or part of the army of the New World Order. They are God. They are your ruler. Bow to them now.
Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. That's where the next adventure against tyranny begins. That's where I'm going to be posting exclusive content 7 days a week in the fight for human freedom worldwide. That's where people that are at the third tier will get a free special edition t-shirt and more. Subscribe Star, Alex Jones. Search it today. It's a super hot site. It's pro-freedom. It's pro-free speech. It's exploding right now. We're very excited to be involved at Subscribe Star. So be sure and join me at subscribestar.com/Alex Jones for the next level of the human revolution against tyranny. When you subscribe today, you will see information. You will see videos. You will see articles. You will see documents you won't see anywhere else at subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. So subscribe today for exclusive content nowhere else on the World Wide Web. Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, during the break, a national well-known journalist, I'll just leave it at that, sent me a message. I looked it up. It's incredible. I'm catching my breath right now. I won't be ready to cover this till the start of the next segment. And that's not a cliffhanger. That's not me putting a hook out there to make you stay tuned. I am hyperventilating right now. Whew. Wow. This is over the top. I should probably take this call. This is from the White House. Let's just say stuff is definitely getting crazy right now. We need to push Joey Gibson back 15 minutes. I really want him on. He just got back from Hong Kong. Again, he's part of his family's from Asia, so he knows the lay of the land. And he, of course, heads up the Patriot prayer group. He's an expert on Antifa. He's a perfect guest for today, but I need to push him back so we have time to get to calls and so I have time to hit this next subject, next segment, because it's all coming together right now. In fact, I almost covered this Sunday, but I decided not to do it because I knew where it was going next, and I have a prediction. I have a prediction. I was sure of it Sunday, but I just didn't want to sound like I was stirring up trouble. I've always got to go, oh my God. Man. They're going to list Antifa as a terror group, and they're going to list Q as one as well. In fact, they already did. And then they're going to connect it to me. God, those people listen to me, man. Nobody does. I can't believe this. I'm getting a headache right now. Oh, I hate being right, man. They're going to stage stuff, and Q is the perfect cutout. Because they can have their operatives do it and then blame it on the movement. Anything anonymous like that is made to set people up. That's why I'm out in the open, and what I stand for is clear. There's all these people that want to play along like they're part of a fortune cookie or Easter egg hunt or something, and it's like that Pokemon game where you go around with a phone finding the Pokemons. It's just like, please, man. The whole world's going on in front of everybody, and I think I've pretty much figured how this stuff works by this point. I'm not judging you if you've been part of the Q thing. I'm not saying you're bad. But holy Toledo, you know my name. You know who I am. You know what I stand for. You know I'm under attack. You know Trump tweets out InfoWars. Sarah Sanders has said they're not with Q. I know it's fun to say Q, 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 Q. See? Okay. I'm going to get to it. You know, I'm not going to say what the news is until the start of the next hour. Because I need to take your calls like I said I do. And I need you to just settle down a little bit and not get angry. But, man, I saw this weekend, and I had all the clips ready, and I was going to make the prediction. I'm going to ask the producers in there, because I was saying to myself, they're going to have Antifa launch attacks, but how are they going to counterbalance that and make it look like there's a violent Republican opposition? And just sure as dead people push daisies, I sat out on my back porch for an hour drinking iced tea, watching my daughter play in her little baby pool. Swimming pool, little rubber plastic pool, and a light bulb went boop, Q, 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 Q. And I just sat here Sunday right before I went on air, and I said, no, I'm not going to do that. Because people have already been brainwashed by it, and they'll think I'm calling them an idiot. And maybe I'm wrong, but I'm not. Oh, boy. Oh, they're going to... Oh, it's horrible. See, I opened the show up with Antifa planning terror attacks. November 1st, they say they're going to start the terror attacks. The terror attacks have already begun. But they're going to stage stuff and blame it on Q. And the New York Times, when that schizophrenic went and killed the head of the Gambino crime family, had nothing to do with the Democrats. If you want to really get down to brass tacks, dumbasses, the New York Mafia probably supports Trump a lot more than they know anything. Anyways, the New York Times and a bunch of others think the Gambino crime family is so stupid that they try to act like I sent this guy to kill him. When you know who we think will probably be the type of person to put a bullet in me? What does my security think? The damn Q people. Because they're the perfect cutout of morons. Okay. I'm going to stop right now. I'm getting mad right now. Okay, I'm going to settle down right now. I'm mad at myself right now. I should have gone with this Sunday. I have a rule that I always go with my gut, and when I was young, I did it 10% of the time. Now I go with my gut 80% of the time. But damn it, I will follow my gut 100% of the time from now on. Wait till you hear what happens next hour. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back to your calls. Veteran, border, Constitution, was it Bundy Ranch, Mike at FEMA Region X? That's 10, folks. Shannon in Texas, Chase the Patriot, was on hold the other day. I didn't get to him. I'll go to him first. Tom and Caleb and Josh and Judy and Tim and Mike, I'll get to you, and then I'll get to this. I've really learned anger management better. Just, it's fun to do it, but then I'm exhausted afterwards. I apologize if I'm getting angry right now. I can smell a setup a mile away. I know you can too. And just wait till I cover this next hour. Just wait. I always say I'm going to cover something, I start covering it, but I haven't told you what it is yet. It's horrible. It's a big, giant national push. Any of you can figure it out if you go look. And they're breathing down everybody's necks, and this is it. This is going to be their move against Trump. I knew it. All right, we're going to go to break here in a moment. I promise I'm coming right back to your call, so be ready. Please remember, we're doing a fundraiser right now where we are having double Patriot points, 50 to 60% off store-wide, and, of course, store-wide free shipping. And, you know, we sold a lot of water filters yesterday, and that's great. We actually had a bigger day yesterday than the day before because of them talking about poison in the water supply. And I'm like, yeah, we have the two highest rated brands, Alexa Pure and ProPure, are apples and oranges. One's better at this, one's better at that. But hundreds and hundreds of chemicals they completely cut out, thousands of chemicals they reduced to near undetectable levels. There's some spectrometers that can still find some, you know, 0.1 of a billion of something, so you can't say there's none of it in it. But whether you're on well water or whether you're on aquifer water, whatever it is, radioactive isotopes, bacteria, fluoride, you need these. And all of our systems, from the shower heads to you name it, are whatever the best is on the market you can get. There's always some weird Rolls-Royce brand that's a little better that costs 10 times more, okay? But I'm a prosumer-type person that I just go out and research what I would buy, what's the best for the price, and I get it, whether it's the storable food, whether it's water filtration, whether it's self-filtration. That's all massively discounted right now as well. Stop the clowns. Do you know how these distributors sell me air filters and water filters at cost during these specials? Only happens about twice a year. Because they can do such a bigger order when they manufacture, guaranteeing that I'm going to buy thousands of these, that it saves them money. That's how they do it. And then their other distributors don't know how to negotiate stuff. I guess they're not capitalists. And the other people get pissed. Why does Alex sell them so low? You got to stop him. Yeah. We got the best on my Patriot. We got the best on water filters you're going to find. Period. Because I'm a super capitalistic, right-wing, flame-throwing Texan, okay? Continuing here. Stop the Clowns store-wide mega sale. 50% off all InfoWars Live. Formulas and free shipping and double Patriot points. That means instead of 5 cents on every dollar on the next order, 10 cents. And you sign up for AutoStream, additional 10% off. We brought back the mega special to help you support InfoWars in stopping the new clown world. 50% off on all InfoWars Live formulas, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. This could be your last chance to stock up on InfoWars Live formulas before they're completely out of stock. And I'll just be honest with you about that. That means I've got to fund this. We're just not ever going to reorder it. I'll just sell out everything we got for the next year and keep operating that way. So we've got lots of ways to keep operating. The warehouse has confirmed we are already selling out of Survival Shield X2, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force. Now is the time to secure your order before they completely sell out. Take advantage of these massive sales and support free speech and liberty today. Huge deals on water filters, huge deals on air filters, everything. Take action.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Stand by from command for orders. Transmission incoming.
Stay in attack formation.
Stay in attack formation. All right, we're going to your phone calls right now. Chase the Patriot, Tom, Shannon, Mike, Caleb, Josh, Judy, Tim, Joe, and Mike, and that's enough. Only 10. I'm going to get to all of them. I can't get to 20 or 30 or 40. Let's go. I want to get to everybody. It just always makes me mad when I get to all of them. Chase the Patriot in California. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir. Thanks for calling.
Great. Thanks for taking my call, Alex. And hey, I want to just give you a little positive information and energy. You were a little stressed out, it looked like there. You know, there's a lot of us that have been inspired by what you do. And since that reporter challenge of last year, I still make my videos and I still try to get my voice out there. So I want to thank you for doing that to get me going. But there's a really interesting topic today off of Fox Business. It's another example of tomorrow's news today coming from InfoWars, because we're seeing Epstein, the whole Epstein case. And now they're talking about he was hiring Harvard scientists to bioengineer his own human race. And they're bringing up words like transhumanism and eugenics. I mean, this is exactly what you've been talking about for many years. And now it's finally out there in the mainstream media. We're finally seeing it in the normal news cycle. And it's just another example, again, of tomorrow's news today. I'll be talking about this on my live stream. You got to check it out, Alex. 10 o'clock Pacific time on YouTube. Every day I go live.
Very exciting, brother. God bless you. Keep it up, Chase the Patriot. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Tom, active duty police in Texas, on Antifa and openly launching terror, planning terror, and saying they're organizing nationwide to caravan, and that November 1st they plan to start launching attacks. What do you make of this?
Well, thank you for taking my call, first of all. I'm a lifelong Texan. My family came here before, just barely after 1800, roughly. My family fought for this land. They gave blood, and they died for it, okay? And I know you and your history and everything else, so you'll understand as a fellow Texan.
Same deal, my friend. This. Absolutely.
I'm a Texan. I'm a police officer. I'm a God-fearing Christian. I am sick and tired of hearing, I'm the devil, I'm bad, I'm evil. We can't fly an American flag. But we can take out newspaper ads that say we're going to put our flag on the ground, raise the Mexican flag, and burn this place to the ground and cause all kinds of anarchy, but we're the bad people. Alex, I see this on a daily basis. In the area where I'm at alone, over 20% of our locked up inmates are illegal gang members. This place is going down. If anybody who can hear my voice is not prepared, you better be. I'm like you. I'm not calling for violence or anything else. But I'm telling you, get out into the country, get away from the crowds, and you better be able to defend yourself. Because if they're putting this in newspapers, they're not playing. We've already seen what they'll do, and we better be prepared, is all I'm trying to say.
Well, that's right. You're not going to have the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment, or the Rockefeller Foundation, or the Soros Open Societies Group themselves do it. They're just going to run full-page ads in the New York Times saying overthrow the government starting in November, and now another November comes by, and on their official site, they're literally saying, we're going to liberate and storm, and what's the terms they use? We're going to have a militancy training tour where we lay siege to ICE facilities, and they show ICE officers in pools of blood, burning vehicles, and the American flag on fire. That is 2019. And they just firebombed a facility 3 weeks ago.
That's my whole point. I have friends who are ICE officers. I know people down on the border that do that job. They go to work, and they kiss their wives like they may not come home that day.
It's the most dangerous job in law enforcement.
This is America. We should not have to worry about this. My family worries for me whenever I leave.
Well, what you're saying is it's a two-front war. You got to go out your front door and not never get hit by a car or stabbed or run over or catch some disease now. Typhus, the LAPD's getting that. And then you've got to be thought of as an enemy.
I love my state. I love my country. And I love my people. We need to stand up for what is important. Political correctness is over. This was what got us to this point. I'm tired of being nice, but unfortunately with my job, I have to toe a line of...
And that's why we've got to get leadership in that gets... We have to be politically incorrect on purpose, but all of us together, and we need to start pushing back. See, we don't want to control people's lives or tell other people how to do this or do that. That's why I go to city council and get in their face. I go to state reps and get in their face. I go to the Congress and get right in Google's face and Facebook's face and Twitter's face. And, you know, I don't want to do that. You think I want to march into Congress and start yelling at people? But you know what? We have to do it. God bless you. It's come down to that. They've been bullying us long enough. We didn't start this, so we're not the bullies. You know, it's all over the news. Oh, Alex is a bully. Oh, I'm not the bully. I'm the person standing up for the bullies. You're absolutely right, though. Thank you, sir. Shannon in Texas, go ahead. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Mr. Jones, how you doing, sir?
Good, my friend.
Good. Hey, listen. I real quick before I get to my point, I wanted to say, you know, the way best way to drain this swamp is to move the United States Capitol out of Washington, D.C. There is nothing that says that it has to be there. If Trump would move it, start moving department by department to rural Texas, rural Oklahoma, rural states, those people aren't going to come here. They're not wanting.
Well, he could certainly move the agency's buildings out of there, but there is acts of Congress and law on the District of Columbia.
Yeah, but a lot of these were not, they're not even constitutional departments.
Well, that's an even better idea, is just to abolish them.
Yeah, exactly.
Or send the administration send the administration of the states.
Exactly. I was going to say that, Obama called for a civilian army. It was going to be well-funded. You know, and a lot of the stimulus money that he spent, it didn't go to the infrastructure like he said it was going to. You know, it went to different groups and different things to fund what I think is, you know, a lot of this Antifa. And that's, you know, we know Soros gets a lot of his money from it. You know, Buffett got a lot of the money. It's just they're using this money, and I think they got a bigger plan than what we even realize.
Oh, they do. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Joe is in Texas. A lot of calls in Texas because Antifa says, if you just joined us, the article's on Infowars.com with links right to the big national site. They can buy $150,000 ads in the New York Times saying they're going to lay siege to federal installations. Last time the South did that, we had a civil war. I mean, this is a big deal. And Joe points out, Antifa promoted on TV shows, Netflix. Yeah, I barely watch entertainment, but I scan what's in the entertainment news, so I see the trailers. They've got CBS shows about punch a Trump supporter. They've got shows about Antifa being heroes everywhere. And so, again, Hollywood doesn't want to do the killing themselves. They're trying to get useful idiot morons to go out and do it for them. Joe, what are you seeing on Netflix and TV shows?
Hey, Alex. Yeah, there's this really popular show on Netflix right now. I think if you just log into Netflix, they have all the super popular suggestions and stuff. And there's this Spanish show that's taken everybody by storm now called Money Heist, which is basically about a bunch of globalists and socialists who are robbing the Spanish government. And in this latest new season they put up, they are robbing the Spanish gold vaults and the Spanish central bank. And they get a giant crowd of their protesters to come and create a distraction. And then they show a scene of that where they literally have the Antifa flag. So these are the good guys. They're getting their buddies.
Well, let me just stop you. I haven't seen this show, but what's the name of it again?
Money Heist.
Money Heist, because you understand, I know you know this, Facebook and Google were set up to cause mass riots and overthrow governments. The weaponized test was the Arab Spring. So that's mainstream news. They're now using this Area 51 thing as a beta test to go, oh, Facebook lets you get 1.8 million people now that are going to attack this installation. And, of course, nothing will end up happening with that probably. But this is just to get everyone trained and everyone ready to understand kind of what the game plan is. But that's it. They plan to do an Arab Spring that Al Gore called for with Islamicists involved, Hezbollah, MS-13, the Democrats. And they're trying to have all these shows so the average leftist watches this and believes they can carry it out themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also hilariously ironic that Spain is one of the most socialist governments in the West and in the world, and that their TV programs are saying, oh, we got to go rob all the bank, but don't you guys already have like 25% free salary and all that jazz?
Yeah, Spain has a communist president.
Yeah.
Spain has a first communist president ever. And they had the Spanish Civil War with that. He is a communist. Trump wouldn't talk to him. Bolsonaro wouldn't talk to him. And yeah, exactly. Oh, but they think the average Spanish person is so dumb in Spain that they're watching this when they have a communist government that won't let Catalonia leave. But the socialists are fighting the socialists in the show. God bless you. Great points. Yeah. Anytime, any show I watch on Netflix, it's white people are the devil, communism's good. I mean, I can't even watch TV anymore. It's just nothing but propaganda. And I can't watch any movie with Robert De Niro, the little 5-foot-tall tough guy, because, you know, he's a piece of crap. Can't go watch that new Scorsese movie. I'm sure it'll be good, but still, it's all ruined because these people are scum.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.